This is WLRN News. I'm Jessica Bakeman. A veteran Miami-Dade teacher wants people to understand how challenging her job is, so she wrote a play about it. Tanya Lightborn's play lets the audience into a place most people never get to go, the Teacher's Lounge. That's what her play is called, The Teacher's Lounge. And it'll be on stage this weekend at the Miramar Cultural Center.
This play was birthed out of frustration when we were first told a few years back about the performance pay.
Lightborn has been a teacher for nearly two decades, now at Brentwood Elementary School in Miami Gardens.
Based on the way students perform on tests, that would determine whether we get bonuses or not, or raises or not.
She thinks that's unfair, that it puts too much pressure on teachers and students.
The way we want to teach our kids and take them above and beyond, as teachers, we feel like our hands are tied.
Those are some of the feelings she channeled into her play. It's about a high school science teacher who's struggling with whether to leave the classroom. He's discouraged by the political pressures on teachers and feels helpless about the dangers his students face outside of school.
I hope when many come in to see it and they walk away with a great experience, but they also walk away thinking about, like, wow, you know, we didn't know that teachers go through that.
It was teaching that got Tanya Lightborn into writing plays.
I started to write plays and have my students act out the plays at the school.
One school year, her students were preparing for a holiday show. They suggested performing How the Grinch Stole Christmas, or A Christmas Carol. So Lightborn combined the stories. She wrote the Grinch as an orphan girl, Grinchetta, who's visited by ghosts of the past, present, and future. The main character in the play she's doing now, The Teacher's Lounge, is Mr. Tarver. He's a young science teacher at the fictional Hiawatha High School. He's a flawed character.
Mr. Tarver is obnoxious, a little over the top.
But she says his colleagues mostly let him get away with being sarcastic and rude because they admire his teaching style.
Well, that's only a small part.
In this scene, a school security guard tells Mr. Tarver the principal is leaving.
From what I heard, she's being transferred to another school because the test scores from last year and the year before weren't all that great.
You and I both know that's a bunch of crap. I've seen this lady work more hours than there are in a day for the betterment of our students.
It's not about the students anymore. It's all about business and politics.
Lightborn says every character contains pieces of her, but especially Principal McPhee.
Very compassionate, care about the children, but she's very frustrated.
Here's Miss McPhee in the play on why she's being forced out as principal of Hiawatha High.
They don't see that student coming up in here molested and abused and neglected even. Sometimes starving. They can't wait to get up in Hiawatha for that free breakfast and that free lunch. They don't see us. We're invisible to them.
The darkest point for the main character, Mr. Tarver, is when one of his students is shot and killed.
I know it's hard to carry on now that he's gone.
When Mr. Tarver first learns about his student's death, his fellow teachers try to comfort him with this song.
He has given you the power.
This part of the story is also from Tanya Lightborn's personal experience.
I've lost a few students to gun violence, and there were some students that I had in elementary school once they went to high school got cut down.
The power.
We're always trying to figure out what can we do to protect our kids.
The power.
The power.
The power.
Brentwood Elementary School teacher Tanya Lightborn dreams of writing plays full time, even though that would mean leaving the classroom.
I don't feel the freedom I once felt. It hurt because I love my students.
But she says maybe she can do more for them from outside. I'm Jessica Bakeman in Miami. The Teacher's Lounge will be performed at 8 p.m. this Saturday, January 26th, at the Miramar Cultural Center. You can find out more at WLRN.org. This is WLRN News.